Blues guitarist Lowell Fulson was born to parents of Choctaw and African-American descent in Tulsa in 1921. He was raised in Ada, playing guitar at church and picnics, before landing a job in 1939 as a guitarist for country blues singer Alger Texas Alexander. He was drafted into the U.S. Navy in 1943 and served for 2 years before beginning his recording career. His first rhythm and blues hit came on the Swingtime label in 1948 with the now blues standard, 3 O'Clock Blues.
Now I heard it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't even close my eyes. Now I heard it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't even close my eyes.
Fulson hired a young blind touring pianist named Ray Charles in 1950, who stuck with Fulson for several years. In 1954, Fulson signed up with Chicago label Checker Records, landing a hit with Reconsider Baby, which would be later covered by both Elvis Presley and Eric Clapton.
We've been together so long to have to separate this way. I'm gonna let you go ahead on, baby. Pray that you'll come back home someday.
It was at Checker Records where Fulson faced some blowback from other blues musicians. Founding board member of the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame and author of Oklahoma Music Guide, Dr. Hugh Foley, says Chicago blues musicians didn't like Fulson's use of horns in his band.
People kind of made fun of him. They called it Uptown Blues because it was a gritty urban blues ensemble, meaning electric guitar, electric bass, drums. But he added the horn section, which to that point was not part of Chicago blues. The only amplified wind instrument would be the harmonica.
Dr. Foley says that style created by Fulson became a big influence on B.B. King.
That is the style that B.B. King goes on to make famous. And you remember that B.B. King was a DJ in Memphis where he was playing Lowell Fulson records. That's why Lowell Fulson's Every Day I Get the Blues becomes B.B. King's theme song for many, many, many years. And it was that uptown style of blues that was really started by Lowell Fulson.
Fulson moved on to Kent Records in the mid-1960s, releasing the number 5 R&B track, Tramp. De La Soul and Wu-Tang Clan would later sample the song, and Salt-N-Pepa would record their own version on the 1987 album Hot, Cool, and Vicious. Fulson's popularity waned after the 1960s, but he continued recording until his death in 1999. Since then, music scholars have positioned Fulson as one of the most important figures in West Coast or Uptown blues.
Every day I had a blues. When you see me worrying, baby, mama's you I hate to lose.
In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix for KOSU Music.